seats, please. We should be starting now. A little bit of setup is still going on, but we want to at least get started because we do have quorum. JD, are you ready if we take roll two? Are you ready for that?
Okay.
Okay, let me just, first of all, have a seat, please.
Okay.
Calling to order the March 20th, 2016 local station board meeting for KPFK. My name is Roberta Eisman. I am not the chair, I'm the vice chair, and I'm filling in this week because our chair, Sharon Brown, is out of the country. So we can now proceed with a roll call.
Okay, first I would like to request excused absences. I have so far Sharon Brown, Christian Beck, and
Steve Kaiser.
Steve Kaiser is also going to be an excused absence. Any other excused absences that we are aware of from anyone?
Mr. Pride, did you want to make the comment you made to me?
Tara indicated yesterday she's out of the country, so I know she got back last night, but I don't think she did.
So Tej Rewal will also not be here. Okay.
So I'd like to move the body vote to approve the excused absences.
So moved.
Are you going to glad this comment said she had work today?
Ariana.
And Ariana Gladney will also. So that makes two in a row.
Okay. Jamie, after taking the roll call, there has been a request that we introduce some of our visitors. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, well, let me get through the roll call. Okay. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
Okay. Is Lydia here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But she's not seated?
Hello.
Okay. Okay, Roberta Eidman.
Present.
Jamie Gomez is here. Fred Blair.
Present.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander. Christian Beck is excused absence. Sandy Childs, not here. Sandy Childs is here. I'm sorry. I'm not looking out there. I'm just talking. If you can respond verbally. Leslie Fox?
Here.
Charles Fredericks?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Maggie LaPique?
Here.
Ali Lexa?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Reza Poor? Reza Poor is not here. Steve Pride?
Honey.
Dorothy Wright?
Here.
Myla Reason?
Here.
Mansoor Sabah?
Hazard.
Fernando Velasquez?
Atente.
And Leslie Radford?
Here.
Okay. So I have. In addition to the excused absences, Reza Poor is not here. Okay. I did, first.
Okay. I'd like to know that Lydia Brisson just walked in.
Right, got it.
Okay.
And I marked her here.
I just wanted to point out of someone's suggestion that this meeting, we do have some students from the Public School of Broadcasting here the People's School of Public Broadcasting, conducted at the station. And this is something that they're doing that is really part of what they're learning to do. So do any of you want to introduce yourselves?
Just me.
Okay, not necessary.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Kirby Washington. I'm one of the students.
Okay. Can you repeat your name? I didn't hear it.
It's Kirby Washington.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Joanne Tashira, another student.
I'm Conde Babu. I'm one of the students.
Very good. Thank you so much. And, of course, the rest of the or members of the public. And now I'll go back to Jamie, and he'll discuss the ground rules for communications. I thought we did that.
It was made.
Do we need that?
Okay. Any objections?
It was moved, seconded, and without objection. Thank you.
Do we have a proposed agenda?
Everybody has it. It's been passed out.
And
the public doesn't have
a copy. No, the rules of communication.
The public proposed agenda.
Okay, I had emailed them to you, but I can.
No, I have it right now.
Okay, so
Do
we
have any extra copies of the agenda?
We may have. We did not print extra copies because our print bill is very, very expensive each month. So there's only one extra copy floating around if someone wants to share.
Roberta, may I ask, do we post the agenda online so that people who are interested in coming to the meeting can see?
We do not post a detailed agenda online. You can make a suggestion at a planning meeting because we're going to be looking into ways to be more electronic. But today, no. Okay, here's the ground rules that we usually follow for communications here. We have two periods during every session that we call a period of social, of public comment. 15 minutes and 15 minutes. You're all welcome to speak. We ask each speaker to sign in up front in order, and you will have time at the mic in order. Limit your speaking time to 90 seconds per communication. If you've already spoken once in the session, we ask you not to speak a second time until everyone else have had a chance to do their first communication. And we also ask that members of the public not cross into the public area, the horseshoe, and to remain at the speaking area. And of course, good rules of decorum apply. We do have videotaping and recording going on now. However, if you're using your own cell phone and other such things, be courteous and do not take pictures of the gallery without their permission. It is really just those of us at the meeting that are covered by applicable guidelines. So, on having said that, I will ask for those of us on committee. And for all of us on the board, when we speak, you ask to be acknowledged by the chairs before speaking. Okay. Another thing, we need timekeepers. As you can see on your agenda, there are segments, 15 minutes, 20 minutes for different things. Who will volunteer to be the timer for the segment as a whole? Thank you very much, sir. And who?
I don't think he charged. You volunteer?
No. I was trying to make it sound nice. Sorry.
I would volunteer for the segments.
You will do the segment timing.
Yeah,
who has a second timer that can record 90 seconds per speaker? I have a cell phone. Who has a cell phone that has a timer? It's hard for me to moderate and also do that. You will do it, Myla. Okay, that's for each individual speaker in debate. And this is the proposed agenda, the things that we will cover this meeting. Have you all had a chance to look at it, either online or here, the items we wish to cover? Is there, and if there is any items you wish to add to the agenda, make that known now. Yes, ma'am.
I want to add to the agenda a resolution regarding the sale of the licenses. I mean, Jan Goodman has it, so I want to add that to the agenda.
Are there any objections to adding time under new business for the resolution just recently drafted regarding the possible threatened sale of WBAI or K, the one in D.C.?
Any license.
It's a resolution of the board's feelings. Okay.
I would like to say that that should be in Jan's director's report on the agenda.
Where is she?
Because it deals with national law.
She seems to be out of the room at the moment, so I would like to make that motion in her absence.
Okay, I'm just asking. I think it would be appropriate in her director report section.
Well, it is a motion. That I understood her to be bringing in a motion.
Right.
And she can, I amend Dorothy's motion to place it as a motion within Jan's director report on the agenda.
Does anyone wish to second that?
Second.
Okay, we can.
Jan.
We're talking about the positioning of your director's report and the timing of submitting your motion. Do you wish to have that done during your director's report? Or
I think in terms of time, it just makes more sense.
Okay. Since it will be part of your director's report, should we add an extra 5 minutes for that motion?
That would be perfect.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
Okay. Having... Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. So we're amending the agenda now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're adding time for Jan's motion, which will be fed into her time doing her
director's
report.
So the only thing I would like to do is to have a time certain... for adjournment that allows us to call the question on everything that's on the floor at the time that we need that time and then we can get the business done, number one, and number two, otherwise...
All right, do you wish to propose a time certain now?
Thank you.
Do you wish to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, so we started at 10:45, so 1:45.
1:45, time certain. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Yeah. Any objections?
Clarification for the 1:45 time is for women.
Just as a point of order, if you have a 1:45, if you have a time certain to adjourn, if you request an extension of time before that time certain arrives, it takes a majority vote to extend. If it's after the time certain, it's 2/3.
Okay.
I believe.
No, 2/3 can amend the agenda at one single change.
Okay, do you mind getting the problem?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yes.
I would like to amend the agenda to move item 7, old business, up at least to number 3, if not number 2, because it's been hanging since the last session. We didn't get to any of it.
Okay, by to number 3, after the general manager.
Well, I'd actually rather have it as number 2, just to get it out of the way.
I understand your feelings, but there's a lot going on that we want to hear from our...
Okay, so I'll satisfy for number 3.
Second.
So you're saying the entire old business section should be moved up before we have our reports? Is that what the statement you're making?
Yes.
And has that been seconded?
Yes.
Shall we, all those in favor?
We're moving the old business to the beginning of close to the beginning of the agenda so that we can get some motions passed.
Okay, let me ask again. We've had, it would be moved to appear right after the general manager section, and it would be the new item 3 prior to the PNB reports. It would be the, so it has been moved by Ken and seconded by Mansour. Now I ask again, who wishes to, how do we vote on this? Yes?
Okay, so I'll count the votes. So all those in favor, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Abstentions? 1. So we have
8, 5.
Yeah.
It should be noted. Okay. Well, are we, okay, we have made this change. I would now like to introduce our first regularly scheduled segment, the General Manager Report, Leslie Bradford.
All right, thank you and welcome. First of all, my apologies for sending this to Jamie fairly late, about 8 o'clock last night. It's been a busy several days, but I'm sure he will distribute it electronically to you as soon as he gets a chance.
No, I sent it already.
Okay, great. I also forgot to include the Mensa's collection report. I will send that out on Monday so that you have that as well. Brief summary, our membership department is severely understaffed at this point. We are making moves to correct that situation, at least temporarily, until we find out for sure what's going on. We have kicked off the quiet drive. We're getting generally positive responses from our staff about doing this. And we do have an offer from Tom Hartman to pitch on any show that's willing to have him. So we're moving forward in that direction. If the quiet drive doesn't work, and this, of course, is untested, it's highly experimental, we are going to be in serious financial problems come April. There's no doubt about that. I can make predictions that say we'll be in great shape if the quiet drive works, and I can make predictions that we're going to be in dire straits if it doesn't work. And obviously, everything else is in the middle somewhere. And again, because it is so new and it hasn't been tried, I really don't have much to predicate the results on. As far as operations, we've had some necessary repairs going on. We had a break in a water main, a urinal broke. All of those cost us a total of, I believe, $3,300 for repairs. Replacing the urinal, replacing the outdoor pipeline. That stuff costs money. We are still discussing with great frustration with our provider of our phones what's happened to our radio lines. That's an ongoing and fairly fruitless discussion. I intervened in that conversation. Jonathan was working on it. And frankly, we're at the point of threatening the contract over this. I don't know what else to do. It's just gone on way too long without any positive feedback from them on how we're going to resolve this situation. Let's see, programming, we have been covering the, besides our regular programming being back on after Fun Drive, which I hope everybody is happy to hear, we have been covering the election primaries on a regular basis, and yesterday, for the first time in practically a year, we did a live remote from the Stop LAPD Spying Town Hall that has gotten us lots of responses already from listeners who liked us being out in the community. We did have some technical glitches on that, but as I say, it's been a year since we've done anything like that. Unfortunately, we had a cross wire in the booth, which is, you know, one of the side effects of having the oldest equipment in the world. Our control panel is now so dated that we are stockpiling parts because they're becoming unavailable. So when things happen, things happen. And what happened there was the board operator could not hear the broadcast, assumed it was not being broadcast, flipped alternative radio to fill what he thought was dead air, and in fact both streams were broadcasting at the same time. That went on for about 6 minutes before we got the relay fixed. We're going to go back in. One of our board ops is going to look at that wiring and see what happened there and how that occurred. With outreach, we now have two schools going. We have the People's School Broadcasting and the Spanish Language Programmers Association has taken on a 3-month project, 6 hours once a week to train Spanish language people. So that's happening on a regular basis, and they have their room filled up with what looks to be about 25, 30 people every Saturday. So we're busting out in all directions with that. The eFolio is back. If you're not on that mailing list, please make sure I have your email address and we'll get that out to you. And you see a number of events where outreach has been this week. The gloomy part is the end of the report where I talk about membership. I went back and Grace actually raised the question of membership at the Finance Committee meeting, and I went back and I took a look. And I went back to 2010 because that's about where I start having access to actual audited expense reports, and I wanted to compare listenership to expenses. And I saw a straight line down. And I kept going back. And I kept going back. For 20 years, if you look at the chart at the last page of this thing, you will see that we have had declining membership for the past 20 years. It has nothing to do with which group is running the LSB. It has nothing to do with who the manager is. It has nothing to do with anything except the decline in radio and our inability to respond to that decline in radio in any productive way. I am going to tell you that as gloomy as that picture is, and as I say in the report, CBS just sold off its radio division. We don't have that option. And we've got to figure out a way to re-envision radio to make it work and relevant in the 21st century. It cannot be the media it was 20 years ago. We had 10 times more subscribers in 1996 than we do now, on a straight downhill line. Okay? That's the reality. We've got to give people something they will respond to over terrestrial radio. Now, as to the motions in front of you, I've already discussed the mischief over the LSB taking over programming and personnel. I'm not going to revisit that. Frankly, there has been a lot of talk about one volunteer at the station and a lot of inquiries about who he is, where he comes from, do I have a resume, have I done a background check, etc., etc. This is absolute cowardice. If you want to come at me, come at me. But don't go behind my back and start picking on volunteers I bring into this station.
Or you could just
I do not keep files on volunteers. We are not LAPD. We are not SARS. There is no file on any volunteer. Bring it on. I have absolute, frankly, disdain for the person who took an internal document that was given to this group only and distributed it to somebody in the public in order to divide the Pacifica stations. The managers are working very hard to support each other right now, and that kind of business is absolutely harmful. I have even greater disdain for this motion that you are bringing forward that somehow abets a pending lawsuit against this station. If you are going to tie this station in some way to the FTC, when two lawyers for this foundation have told you that there is no such connection, and providing something that somebody bringing a lawsuit could use in a court of law against Pacifica, if you support that, I have utter disdain for you. On the other hand, I want to thank those of you, and there are several in this room, thank you, who have come into the phone room, who have replaced light switches. There are several people in the background here who have dug holes in the middle of the night to patch a water main. There are folks here who are actually working for the station, and I appreciate all of you very deeply. I want to applaud a proposal I saw by Leslie last night that would help identify this station and commit you all to raising $9,000 to erase the debt. Whether you can do that or not, the proposal is in the right direction of what you need to be doing. And finally, I want to thank the LSB member who's not currently present, who is working with me on approaching major donors in a coordinated way, has already made some approaches, has already got us a promise of $1,500, and is setting up a way to approach major donors efficiently and effectively. That's the kind of thing we need at the station, and I thank you all. Are there any questions?
Leslie, are you ready for the questions?
Yes, I am.
We now have, I believe, 5 minutes for Q&A to the general manager. The first on the stack was
Myra, Dorothy.
Okay, and then Michael. Okay,
I have a question about the downstairs studio. I believe it's Studio C. I've been in touch with Lila Garrett, who's the host of Connect the Dots. She pre-records her show. She's 90 years old. And sometimes it's difficult for her to climb the stairs because it's my understanding that she can't pre-record because the phone is out in that studio and that there are lights that need to be replaced and it's dim in there and she can't see too well in there. So can you tell me the status of when you anticipate getting that studio, is it Studio C, in working order so that Lila Garrett can continue to do her work?
This is the first time I've heard of the lights, and I'll take care of that on Monday. I'll go in and change some light bulbs. That's no problem. As I said in my report, the radio lines are a major problem right now, and it's a lack of cooperation from the providers at this point. And as I say, I'm threatening not to pay them. That's the best we can do at this point to get some action there. My apologies to Lila and everybody else who's been disconvenienced about this. This is not acceptable, and frankly, I understand that, and all I can do is try to twist the arm of the people who are doing the installation.
I have a follow-up. Can you tell me how long this has been going on and when you think we might actually have this problem solved?
It's been going on for 3 weeks. Honestly, I can't give you a date. Jonathan has been working on it for weeks now and not getting responses either, apparently, or not effective ones. Jonathan, do you have a date?
Just to give you a little background, we have three phone systems. We have three phone systems. We have three providers. We have three phone systems. We have three providers. We are going through a transition. We have about 100 phone lines, 49 or 50 active voice over IP phones. The main priority was to get those studio phones to voice over IP phones because that saves us about $13,000 to $14,000 a year. But there were snafus in that. I took on that project after Zuberry left. That was an operations project, but being the IT guy, I took it over. It's a complicated process. It still requires us to use three phone companies. Phone companies like to pass the buck around. Moving forward to change them all to voice over IP lines will take a long time and will be expensive. And the priority is to get our programmers able to be in the studios recording phone calls. That's the top priority as soon as possible. So we're going to hopefully keep those as analog lines, but that's a fight between AT&T and Telepacific trying to figure out what lines are what. The phone lines were never supposed to go off in the first place. See how it gets really complicated and really fun? I could go on for like another 30 minutes on this, but it's not going to get anything fixed. There's no need to start rumors about why it's not working. It's not working because phone lines are complicated. Is that helpful? Was that helpful?
Yes.
Okay, Dorothy?
I just want to say at the fundraising meeting, we had a similar motion last week and week before for board members to commit to bringing in sustainers. We said five a month at whatever, but it would certainly all add up to the same amount. So we have that on our mind. If that was an old proposal of Michael Novick's, it seems to have gotten squashed at a meeting by somebody who's not here right now. And we will be working on that because we understand, in fact, if you remember, I was the one who came to a board meeting a couple of years ago and said, can't blame Malaminsky, the board has to raise money. And we intend to do so.
If I can comment on that briefly, I think the one thing everybody on this LSD agrees on is that the station needs money right now.
Pictured on the bottom.
The next on the stack is Sandy Chow.
What was the document that was leaked? Who was it leaked to, and what damage did it cause?
The document was the payables report. It was leaked to Tracy Rosenberg, and it's now being sent around to BAI and PFW because they're somehow, for some reason, afraid that their stations are going to be chopped, and they're riling up anger against KPFK because we have debts to the national office.
Oh, okay.
Michael
Novick.
Can I ask one more?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where are all of these videos?
Closer to your mouth.
Pictures going. What do we have to sign off our permission to use them? I mean, what is all this for?
I don't know. These meetings have been regularly video recorded and appeared on YouTube. I don't know that anybody has signed off on any of that. Certainly, if you would like to sign a waiver, we can draw one up for you, I suppose.
Leslie, maybe I'm incorrect, but this is supposed to be an open meeting, and even our own bylaws recommends meetings should be webcast when that is feasible. And these people here are, some of them, are part of the People's School of Broadcasting, which is really a venture. So I believe legally there is a body of law that makes that okay. I'm only asking courtesy for those of us in those visitors in the gallery who do not consider themselves the subject of this meeting and just should have privacy rights.
It is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that requires open meetings.
Point of information. There are only privacy rights if people have a reasonable expectation of privacy. If they are in attendance at a public meeting, then they do not have that expectation. So it's really, there's no law saying that everybody in this room cannot be video recorded, photographed, or audio recorded because they have no reasonable expectation of privacy.
And now Michael Novick is next on the stack.
I'll lean into the mic. It looks like the cable isn't long enough. Can people hear me okay? I wanted to address the graphs at the end of the report because I think that's the most significant thing that we have to deal with, is to figure out strategically how this nation can better meet community needs in such a way that we attract the listeners that support the station going forward. And I do think that there's some things to look at in that graph, although you just described it as a straight downhill line. It does have some bumps in it, and there was a little bit, it's not exactly a bump up, but a stabilization in the early 2000s, and then an increase in drop off about the last 3 or 4 years, and although the whole graph does show a downward trend, thank you. I think it would behoove us to wonder what changes were reflected. I think that the increase in strip programming, which was designed apparently to attract listeners, has had the opposite effect. And should be rethought. I think that in general, although I know you said terrestrial radio trying to make this significant, I think that we do need to think about finding other platforms. Many, many people are now listening to radio on other devices and platforms, and we have to find ways to make both our content and I think to incorporate the ethos of social media, which is many to many, into broadcasting operations. Broadcasting tends to be one to many, and we have to find ways to provide greater interactivity with our listeners and greater chance to tap their creativity, both on the air and through social media interchanges. So I would recommend those as methods for turning that steady downward trend down, back around. Now they're trying to increase our membership base. The problems that people have identified of repeatedly going to the same or actually declining group of listeners to raise the funds. Obviously, the expense line and the membership line that you showed are not consistent with each other. We can only bring our expenses down so much. Thank you.
Okay, now, did I see Leslie Fox ask to be on the...
Am I on
the
stack, too?
No.
Yeah. I'd like to respond to Michael for just a moment, if I may, since this is a Q&A. If you'll read in the report, there is a comment there that we are issuing social media instructions to our programmers on Monday. We've developed both the one sheet and an expanded version for those who want to... are just getting their toes wet, and those who want to expand what they're already doing. You will have noticed a bump in our social media if you follow Facebook at all, where the programmers are doing that. I also want to say that that gap between expenses and supporters, and those supporters, by the way, are all supporters regardless of dollar amount. So we have everybody from the 50-cent donor in that list to the $10,000 donor. If you take all the grants out of the financial equation, okay, in 2011, every donor had to come up with $53 to support the station. It is now $175.
Okay, thank you. We have three remaining people. We only have a few minutes left in this segment. Leslie, followed by Reza, followed by Ken, followed by Dan, and we may have to ask for an extension of time if we can't do that. And we'll
Dorothy brought up the issue of fundraising in that in response to the manager's report.
Okay.
And I think we ought to have a discussion of that in the section on fundraising, or if a motion is brought forth on fundraising, not to get an explanation of what the committee is doing. All right?
That's
going to
be in the committee report.
Oh, that'll be fine. We have that scheduled.
Reza
Poor, I have you on the
chat.
Yes,
use the mic.
That's
okay.
No. Yesterday live report was great. I remember 90s, 2000, Jerry Quickly, and other programmers, all the time they were outside reporting from Valley College, LSCC, Long Beach. Every time we recruited 10, 15 members with the money, we should continue our outreach committee and other committee could help. Please, this is the only way we could take the station to the different location. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. Let's support, you know, the management and do it. Thank you.
Excellent. And now, Ken.
Okay, hi. I want to personally welcome the People's School of Broadcasting. Sorry. Personally welcome the People's School of Broadcasting. It's good to see people out there doing stuff. Hello, everyone. I have two or three questions. Let me do them fast. Leslie, you say you don't track the volunteers. You have their name, address, and contact information?
Yes.
Number two, we asked for a report explaining what the People's School of Broadcasting is, how much it costs, what it entails, what's the syllabus. If you haven't prepared that, I'm trying to make a more public request for that, because we're all in the dark about it except for the people who participate in it.
I'm waiting for a motion from the LSB.
You were notified in the last meeting, I believe. And a request was made in the last meeting, the last LSB meeting, I believe. And the other question was, this is very important. I've made graphs about the trends at KPFK and other Pacifica stations. However, they have to be scaled against what's the background data of radio, terrestrial radio in general. In other words, these graphs, how does it compare to the general broadcast and to public radio broadcast?
We are out of time for this.
I don't
segment.
Believe they're going down.
Do we wish to move to add time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay.
Okay, so I don't believe public radio is.
Do we agree?
I object.
Okay.
Extending time takes a vote of 2/3 of this body after time has expired.
All right, let's vote. Who wishes to add 5 minutes to this segment?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's not 2/3.
Okay, opposed? Opposed? I have. Okay, hold your hands up if you're opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, time is not extended.
Okay. On to the next section.
All right.
Thank you.
And I will say I was derelict, and thank you, Barbara, for pointing this out. It was my job, which I glossed over. I'm easily distracted. The minutes of the February 21st meeting, which are part of our packet, I would like to hear a motion to approve these minutes.
So moved.
Seconded.
Any objections?
None.
Hearing no objections, last month's minutes are approved. Very good. Leslie, thank you very much. Now, we have modified our agenda to bring up...
One more thing. Previous minutes from November?
That's the first thing under old business.
Okay, my bad.
We now have moved... here we are. I'm looking for that. The idea of old business. We unfortunately... Yes, Ken?
We have 25 minutes allocated. I think it would be appropriate to allocate, to divide that amongst the motions so that all the time doesn't get shot in the first two. So if we...
So moved.
Okay.
Here
we
got
2.5 minutes for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 into 25 is 4 minutes, right?
Three.
No, yeah.
Three.
So I'm...
Three, right.
I have a motion. I would move that we divide up...
Use the mic, Jim.
Get Dorothy. No, get the whole thing.
I propose that we break up the motions into 4 minute segments, that the proponent of the motion have a minute and a half, and that there be 1 minute pro and 1 minute con on each motion after that, or 1 minute con and then another pro and then a vote on each of these amendments so that we can get through them.
Second.
That adds up to be 32 minutes.
Okay, so if we follow that suggestion, restate it, Jen.
I propose that we have, that we break up the time into four segments. Oh, I'm sorry, eight segments. It's 25, oh, it's 3 minutes each. So I propose that we allocate to each motion 1.5 minutes for the proponent, 1 minute for a con, and 1 minute for a pro. So that ends up to be 3.5 minutes. And then you have to have another at least 30 seconds to go. And so I propose that we have, that we allocate 4.5 minutes? That it? 4.5 minutes. To each
item,
and that we extend the time on the entire item, so that would be
36 minutes.
If it were 5 times 8, it would be 40 minutes.
Five.
Well, I'm just saying, giving some time left over. So I would propose that we extend the time on this to 40 minutes so that we have time to get through all of these and give them each at least some consideration.
Does anyone wish to, you're making that as a motion, does anyone second?
I second.
Shall we vote? All in favor?
By consensus.
No.
Any opposed?
One.
Any abstains?
Two abstains.
Three.
Motion carries. There. Okay, let us turn our attention now to so-called old business. And the first of them is really old business from November 15th. If you recall, due to time and any number of other things, we never actually got around to formally approving the meetings of the November 15th, 2015 LSB meeting, and they've sort of been sitting around since. I would like to present these for our approval now. Does anyone wish to move to it? Approve?
They need to be separate.
No, it's just the one.
Oh,
it's the 11:15.
Oh, okay.
No, there is no December meeting.
So moved.
So moved. Who would approve the objection? Who would approve the meeting? Approval of the meetings of November 15th. May I hear who approves?
Are you calling for a vote?
Yes. Approval of meetings?
Oh, no. Minutes.
A meeting, excuse me. Approval of minutes.
Point of information?
No.
I just ask, has anybody seen the minutes?
Yeah, they're in here.
Yes. They're in the
proposal. Okay,
the
great.
Proposal agenda.
Are there any objections to the approval of the minutes from November 15th?
I'd like to abstain because I wasn't there and I don't know.
Okay. So may we proceed to vote? Yes, no, or abstain? Because many of us weren't on the board then. May I call the vote? Approval of the minutes from November 15, 2015. All in favor?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Six in favor of approving the minutes. Opposed?
Opposed.
None. Abstentions?
Abstentions.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
What is the sum?
It's six pro.
Okay.
Ten abstentions.
We weren't.
No opposition.
Okay, now we're got that long-standing, very patient thing off the table. How wonderful. Now, we're going into the various things referred to as old business that have been collecting. The first one we look at is the motion regarding sexual harassment training. May I ask Grace to give your assessment, your comment?
I was happy to see in the general manager's report that some information on anti-discrimination/sexual harassment training was sent to the staff. However, that information does not fulfill the state law of California, which is this. State law requires California employees to provide supervisory employees with 2 hours of interactive sexual harassment training and education every 2 years. California Government Code Section 12950.1. And it goes on to explain. The best way to do this is very inexpensively with online sexual harassment training. We'll then have a record of having educated our staff on these issues that will hold up in court. It will protect us against many types of lawsuits. I think it's, and also we need to comply with California law. So therefore, I would urge you to vote in favor of this motion on sexual harassment training.
Okay, we now have a minute for
Opposition.
Opposition.
I have a point of information.
Grace, I've been looking way back, because I remember taking that back in the day. Do you remember what that the name of that service was that we were using online? Because I couldn't find it in the National Office Archives.
I can find it.
If you can send that, because it needs to be done nationwide at all of our units.
Thank you. Any oppositions? That was a point of information. Who wishes to speak in opposition to this motion?
Call the question.
Okay, point of information.
No, call the question.
Because there's nobody opposed. Okay, call the question. Shall we now call the question? Those in favor of the motion to deliver sexual harassment training as independent.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
No oppositions. Wonderful.
No extensions.
Okay.
2 minutes, 40 seconds on this one. That's good.
Okay. And now we have the second one we're going to look at is the motion on adherence to the Pacifica bylaws and civil laws regarding and regulations by KPFK, Pacifica National Board of Directors. And Grace, would this be something you wish to speak to? Who is the author of this?
Jan.
Jan?
This is a very simple motion, which just basically says that we need to, that both on a local level and on a national level, we need to adhere to our bylaws. And one of the reasons that this has come up is that there have been occasions when resolutions have passed that have been opposed to the bylaws, or the bylaw will say, for instance, you have to have an election every 2 out of 3 years, and then the PNB has said, and that the only way that you can change a bylaw is to, that you can change a bylaw is to have a membership vote to change the bylaw. So instead of having a membership vote to change the bylaw, they just said, well, we're not changing the bylaw, we're just passing a resolution that doesn't conform to the bylaws. And that is actually, in fact, not conforming to the bylaws. So I just wanted to have us pass a resolution, which seems so obvious on its face, that we have to adhere to the bylaws, and resolutions that don't adhere to the bylaws are not to be condoned.
One minute for opposing opinions. Yes, sir. Michael Novick.
You failed to mention that it says within the motion, this motion is presented as support for a resolution for KPFK LSB condemning exclusion of WBAI directors to be introduced at the same meeting. There was no exclusion of WBAI directors because the WBAI LSB never met in a recognized quorum to elect directors. So I would object to a passage of this motion.
So to be more precise, our bylaws require that we have representation from each station area. That is to say, 4 from WBAI, 4 from Los Angeles, 4 from WPFW, etc. There was in fact actually an election at WBAI that was half of the people did not attend that. Less than half, because they had 50% plus one person attended. The rest of the people boycotted it and said that one of the people was not elected. But the point is, here is that we have to have representation from every station to comply with our bylaws at the PNB meetings.
Okay, and a minute for support.
Wait a minute. We're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
We have 3 minutes right now.
I call the question.
Yes.
I have a quick amendment.
Use the microphone.
No.
Okay, come on. A quick amendment that we just delete that sentence. It's really not necessary to the motion.
Okay.
It stands without that sentence. This motion is presented as support. Delete that, and then we can go to the motion, what's left.
Okay. Do we vote on the amendment? I think friendly amendment. Maybe vote on the motion with that amendment included to delete
read
that sentence.
Read the amendment, please, so we know what we
want
to strike.
Read
the amendment.
This is not for the gallery. It is for
the
audience. The amendment as written, with the exception of that one statement, the section is presented.
I'll read it as amended.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
So the motion as amended says, the local station board directs all four KPFK directors to uphold the Pacifica bylaws and all federal, state, and local laws and regulations in all national board, regular, special, and committee meetings. And then the next sentence is struck. The next one is failure to adhere to the Pacifica bylaws and to ensure compliance with, strike that also. Oh, wait, failure to, no, don't strike it. The last sentence to keep in is failure to adhere to the Pacifica bylaws and to ensure compliance with state and federal laws could result in removal of one or more KPF directors by this body. Which,
call the question.
I'd like to call the question, please. Okay. We have run out of time. The motion as amended was just read. All those who support, vote yes on that amendment, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ayes.
Those opposed? Any abstentions?
1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
So
14
motion passes.
Ayes, four abstentions.
Motion passes. Next we go to the motion on adherence to Federal Trade Commission regulations. It primarily has to do with the shipping and providing of the premiums associated with our fund drive. Has everyone had time to read and review this? Grace, is this one you wish to speak to?
Yes, it is. Whether it applies or not is not germane. I think we need to direct our management to adhere to the Federal Trade Commission regulations when they apply to our premium fulfillment. And legal, I see this legal letter here, but the point is, there is the opinion of some of us that we do need to comply with these, and they do apply. Whether they apply or not, it's our duty to ensure that if and when they do apply, that KPFK adheres to them. And also, I'd like to say that many members in the past have complained bitterly about not receiving premiums that were paid for them, that they paid for, which indicates that they don't understand that they don't have to receive their premiums. They are under the impression that the premiums, if promised, need to be delivered. So I would say that we need to go on record as a board telling our management they need to comply with the law.
Those wish to speak in opposition.
More is it still?
We are fortunate to have one of the foremost attorneys in the area of both CPB, IRS, FCC compliance, and that's John Fagler. He's been our attorney for decades.
and is turned to by many law firms to opine on this issue. And we have auditors from a very prestigious firm as well, from whom we receive information and guidelines. We cannot pass a motion about something that is not applicable. I think that we can pass a motion saying that every effort should be made to comply with the sending of the thank you gifts, because these are thank you gifts for your donation. And I think I personally would like to see that word used instead of the premiums, because that's what's in compliance and that's what's required. And so this whole FTC thing comes out of commercial online sales, not for nonprofit thank you gifts. And I think it's out of order.
I'd like to hear someone speaking pro this motion.
I have a motion to amend.
All right.
Use the microphone.
I would like to amend this motion so that if you turn to page 15 between the two paragraphs, to add in whether KPFK and Pacifica are required to follow these guidelines or not, we would like to make every effort to follow the guidelines.
So that
page
13.
Page 14 on the back of page 13, just before the weather, just for the before the therefore. So you want to insert there whether KPFK and Pacifica are required to follow these guidelines or not. Nevertheless, we should, nevertheless, and then take out the therefore, be it resolved.
Fine. Did we back Gary Knowles' lying lawsuits?
And take out where it says the general manager is responsible, take out that maybe, may or may not be. But it is our desire that the general manager nevertheless adhere to the guidelines.
Yeah, could we one more time clearly so we know what has been amended? Read through the text as you suggest it be amended.
Is that a friendly amendment?
Yes.
It's a friendly amendment. Just
whether KPFK, okay, so after the end of the first paragraph on page 14, whether KPFK and Pacifica are required to follow these guidelines or not, nevertheless, and strike out therefore, but be it resolved that because any failure to follow the above guidelines puts KPFK, may put KPFK and Pacifica Foundation at risk, it is prohibited by this body. The general manager may or may not be required to be responsible for ensuring that these guidelines are strictly adhered to. However, it is our desire that KPFK adhere to these guidelines.
Okay, we are running out of time now. You have heard the wording of the amendment. I'm going to call the question now. Do we approve this this motion as amended?
Yeah. No.
All in favor, raise your hands.
Are we voting on the motion?
Yes.
Yes.
As amended.
As amended. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
One, any abstentions?
2.
1, 2. 11 ayes, Five nays, two abstentions.
Motion passes as amended. Okay, now this is another, this is a resolution. The resolution for KPFK's LSB, that's us, condemning the exclusion of WBAI directors. And we're probably all been following it. It spells it out in very, and Jan, did you wish to speak to this, introducing it? For a minute and a half, please.
Jan.
Oh, no, I'm just.
Mike.
Oh.
Is there anybody else who would like to introduce this? I feel like I'm hogging the. Okay, so.
Yeah, because you wrote it. You write them.
The bylaws require. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, and we have the bylaws quoted in here that the bylaws require that we have a. 22-member National Board of Directors, which includes four members from each station. There has not been representation from WBAI on any national board meeting since the beginning of this year, and this is a resolution saying that we want the bylaws to be followed and WBAI to have its directors see it.
A minute for someone opposed to this resolution. I guess Lydia would start.
The one good thing is that in court, what dominates is what's reasonable. And the responsibility of the Pacifica National Board and the Foundation is to do what is reasonable to meet what is called for in the bylaws. So the National Board made a determination as to which of the alternate members of the local station board of WBAI should be seated. One faction disagreed. They called a meeting of a delegates assembly, which doesn't exist in the bylaws. In the bylaws, it says, at the meeting of the local station board, look under LSB meetings of the bylaws. At a meeting of the local station board, does not mention the delegates assembly, much less a delegates assembly chair. Anyway, that's an aside. So the local that faction of the local station board decided to ignore what the national board had decided was the person to be seated, etc. That has gone on. The National Board then took a call for a meeting of them. They didn't. There's an election going on right now to resolve that issue.
And now we have 1 minute for someone in support of this resolution. We have as many as we can get in a minute, but I think Ken.
Hi. Yeah, I've worked in elections for about 10 years, and there's a basic decision. Are you going to implement the will of the electorate, or are you going to defy it and implement the will of the existing status quo body? And that's what happened. The will of the electorate in the BAI election was very clear. The board decided to put someone in who lost, who was way down on the list, using a trick. And then they refused to seat the past board directors from BAI, which is the normal practice at the PNB. If there's no new directors, then the old ones continue to seat. They refused to allow them to seat. They are defying the will of the electorate to have representation. All of the stations require representation at the PNB meetings.
We have 9 seconds left.
For right information?
Yes, sir.
Is it not the case that there is a continuing WBAI director seated on the PNB? Serene Roberts is the only one who's still eligible.
Another unelected director.
All four
did not get elected.
Okay. Very briefly, Mr. Frederick.
Since this concerns issues that are taking place in New York, I would like to move to extend time so that those of us who are less familiar with those circumstances can be more informed.
Do we wish to extend time now, or perhaps our PNB reports would be more informative?
Yeah. I object to extending time because This is, it's going to get back into he said, she said, it'll take 2 days. We'll just put the motion up for a vote. Everybody who's interested has already gotten the background.
It is time to call, in all fairness, do you wish to extend time to discuss this now? It is a complicated matter, I must say. Or just move forward and call the motion.
Call the question.
Nobody seconded that, I'm sorry.
First, there was a request to extend time. Does anyone wish to extend time now to pursue this further?
There was a second.
There is a second. We need a 2/3 vote, I believe, to extend time.
Yep, extend time for how long?
Let us vote.
Extend time for how long?
2 minutes.
For 2 more minutes? Will that be sufficient?
Okay.
2 more minutes. 2/3 of us, will we extend by 2 minutes?
If we extend time for two minutes, are we extending time on the whole?
Including the entire segment, not just this one motion, but the whole segment by 2 minutes.
Okay, all in favor?
Yes, all in favor.
Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I have another motion.
Nope. No questions at all.
This is a motion to table this until the end of the
meeting. No.
No. We're going to move on. We're voting on this particular motion.
Wait a minute.
Motion to table is always in order.
Motion to table until the end of the PNB meeting, the national board reports might allow people to get a little bit more information.
Motion to postpone.
5 seconds.
Just the vote. No discussion, but just the vote.
Who will second? Will defer our vote on this amendment till after the PNB reports. Is that agreed?
No. All in favor? Raise your hands.
Are you voting over?
All in favor of postponing it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those all opposed? Raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No.
Okay,
no.
We're going
to take. Does the chair wish to vote?
I'm not opposed. I keep forgetting.
Wait, well, you have to have extension.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. We are not extending time.
Abstentions.
Abstentions.
Well, as chair, I'm not voting. I don't.
You can't have a tie.
I thought we didn't have a tie.
We did have a tie. It was 9-9.
There was no tie because Lydia voted
for. Okay, we are going to take the vote over it. If somebody raised their hand by mistake, that's your fault.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we have
to. Motion to postpone the election.
The vote.
Motion to postpone the vote until after the director's report. All of those in favor of postponing, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Still 9. All of those opposed to postponing the vote until after the director's report, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
So if it's a tie, it doesn't pass.
No, does the chair wish to vote?
Abstention vote.
The chair will only vote to say, just for this one, okay, we'll have our PNB reports. But
okay,
just to
let's
break
move
the tie,
on.
I don't think it's
okay, so the motion passes until after the director, to vote on this until after the director's report.
Okay. All right, now, back to the agenda. The next one is a advisory to current that for the LSB to be aware of a policy that's been in place for a while that may not be as fresh in our memories as it should be. It came from finance. Fred, will you fill us in a little?
Fred?
Okay, I don't remember the motion finance, but...
I have the original thing attached.
But it seems to me about 5 years ago, the Finance Committee passed the motion.
Push the mic into the mic.
It seems to me 5 years ago, the Finance Committee passed the same motion about handling a cash at Pacifica-sponsored events. I'll just read the motion. This motion is to send the cash management for event policy, copy the fall that was approved by the LSB on July 20th, 2011 to the attention of the KPFK general manager and LSB to see that the policy is implemented for all events. There's a second sentence here that the low flyer is offered as an example of a recent event that did not conform to the policy. And it seems, I think that's all.
Yes. That is it. It's really a reminder that we have a cash management policy and it may not be always scrupulously observed. So it's a reminder motion.
I believe that cash management policy that two LSB members at any event had to be present while cash was being counted and had to sign off on the counting sheet.
Very good. Just do we have anyone opposed to this motion?
So the cash management policy has to do with collecting the money and counting and all that. All I see here is that Margaret put her phone number on here instead of putting the, and she should have had the station board phone number on the flyer. So that's the only violation. So I would support the motion, but I think we should remove the flyer from the motion. I think that is.
As a friendly amendment, does anyone object to the removal of the
It seems to me that that's an indication that it's sponsored by the station. And it says tickets are $500, $250 a single, RSVP required. There should have been a very complete financial report of how much money came in and where it went. And there should have been an LSB member present for counting the cash at the event. So I don't think there's anything wrong with including it as an example.
Do we know that the money
wasn't counted? It was given away as a premium during the fund drive. Okay. It wasn't collected at the door.
It's okay.
Y'all would work at the station, you would know this.
It's okay. We all work at the
So you are opposed to this? You were speaking in opposition to this?
The motion's fine with me to take Margaret off of this because I don't believe she violated it. I think that on the flyer she forgot somebody who created the flyer put her number on the station number.
And who supported...
I heard it pinched on the station number.
Could I hear? Okay, that's for 1 minute now. 1 minute in support of the resolution.
I'm hearing
he was amending the resolution.
I heard that.
Okay.
That's not what I'm asking. That is a friendly amendment. I take that as advised. I want to hear if someone is opposed in general to passing this resolution or the motion.
Do we have to be in favor? I'm in favor.
Okay. So, we'll break it down to two questions. The friendly amendment...
Point of information. Tindy, a motion here, it says the development director or, if absent, the business manager shall be responsible for the control and reporting of all inventory cost and cash. We don't have a development director or a business manager. I'm sure we probably wouldn't be having one anytime soon. Anytime soon. Honestly. So maybe we should amend that to...
But that's what you're reading from the policy that's already been approved.
No.
That was the attachment of
you're
the
reading from the policy that's from the you're reading from the approved policy, but not, that's not up for a vote.
All right.
Okay. Now, we had a friendly amendment to remove the graphic of Margaret Prescott. Do we wish to vote on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Ask for opposition first.
Okay.
I already spoke to that.
We've already heard someone speaking in opposition. Got no one. Speaking of the friendly amendment only, who supports the friendly amendment to remove the graphic from whatever?
So
you're asking for a speaker.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ayes. 15.
Who opposes the removal of the graphic, the amendment to remove the graphic?
Anyone opposed to removing the graphic? Any abstentions? 3 abstentions.
Okay. So with the idea that the graphic will be removed, I would now like to, does anyone wish to speak in opposition? Well, we've already either opposition.
Out of time.
Out of time. Let us vote to question.
Call the question.
Call the question. Okay. Motion to advise the amended, excluding the graphic, the advising the LSB on the cash management policy, which was passed some years ago. How many support the motion to advise on this?
All in favor of the amendment, raise your hands. All in favor of the motion, raise your hands. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. It passes unanimously.
Okay, and thank you. Now we'll move down to additional things that may end up having to have time excluded. Next motion. It continues something we started discussing last week in the presence of the general manager in closed session. But we've revised it somewhat, and it is the, assuming we don't ask for any confidential information about any named employee, and I hope we don't even have to go that direction, the request, the motion to restore Roy Tuckman's 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. airtime. And it refers to some scheduling changes. May I ask Ken to speak for a minute and a half on this motion?
Ken.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I was just trying to look up the bylaws. It's one of the functions of the local station board to oversee the programming to make sure it's in compliance with the mission statement. So, and anybody who's impugning this motion, saying that we're naming individuals or advocating for any programmer, we're not. We're talking about the effectiveness of our programming. This is a successful program from midnight to 6 a.m. It's been going on for 30 years, and it brings in substantially more income than a lot of other programs that are even in drive time. So cutting into that to put on an ongoing slot to pilot new programming is detrimental to Pacifica. It should be restored to its former format of Something's Happening, which is a variety show magazine format, which has and also has segments of new broadcasters like Evan Ray and Tom Hartman and Gary Noll. So it's. I'm just going to read it and then I'm done. To work with station management to ensure the station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation and is responsible to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and communities, geographic, served by the station, and the station policies and procedures for making program decisions and for program evaluations are working in a fair, collaborative, and respective manner so to provide quality programming. Quality programming. It is our job. That's in the duties and functions of the LSB.
Okay. Time up. Anyone wish to speak in opposition?
I do. It seems to me that this resolution is a...
It seems to me that this resolution is a conflict of interest. It is also a reminder of the fact that Roy of Hollywood, Roy Tuckman, violated, cheated on the election rules to get most of the members of the slate that won these elections at the local session board by going and broadcasting, violating the rules. And this motion, it appears to me, at best, as a payback for the favor.
Okay, I wish, is there one more? Wait, it is now time for one pro voice.
For how long?
A minute.
I'd like to offer a friendly amendment.
Yes, sir.
If I could, I would strike the last two paragraphs of the whereas Safe Harbor puts Pacific at risk. I'm not sure that has been verified, and also that it parades itself as being aligned with the Pacific mission statement. Also, that could be in the eye of the beholder. So I think those two
items.
Is
this the board captain? I didn't see that.
The last two, page
18.
There's only one page to the motion.
Yeah, page 18.
Oh, it's page 18. So the first three whereases would stand, but the last two would be struck.
Two of them. Okay.
Is that a friendly amendment?
Is that a friendly amendment, sir?
Yes, that's a friendly amendment.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who made the motion.
Point of information. May I have a second for this friendly amendment?
Point of information. You're just wanting this one. Oh, I see. The paragraph starting whereas the Safe Harbor programming, and also a couple paragraphs.
In other words, the first three would stand. The last two whereases would be struck.
Oh, the whereases.
Yes.
The two that talk about the Safe Harbor.
Okay. Here's another statement about Safe Harbor. Two sentences from the bottom. Do you want that struck as well?
I think the appropriate action would be to move Safe Harbor to a time slot where it can prove itself.
Okay,
my friendly amendment would strike the last two whereas statements, and also below that, where it is hereby moved, the second paragraph that says the Safe Harbor program be banned from KPFK until such time as proper address to free speech in the airwaves can be addressed by a mature and engaging host.
I second Charles's.
Okay.
Let's just take over the whole thing.
Okay. I second Charles's motion.
Okay. We've run out of time for opposition. If someone wish to speak pro, raise it.
No, oppose.
Okay. So, would you like me to read it?
Okay. Read it as it would go in the amended form.
Whereas the general fund drive income and listenership has suffered significant decline during the midnight to 3 a.m. time slot since the co-opting of Something's Happening with Safe Harbor
Program.
That is
not
true, actually.
That is false.
Members of the audience are not permitted to speak during the meeting.
You have no data.
Whereas there has been a vocal and strong movement by listeners to return this time slot to Something's Happening. Whereas Safe Harbor programming had absolutely no dry run trials on internet broadcasting and is produced and hosted by completely untested amateurs. It is hereby moved that the midnight to 3 a.m. Monday to Thursday time slot be returned to Something's Happening, hosted by Roy Tuckman as quickly as possible, assuming the agreement and consent of host. Any backlog of sound exchange reporting be promptly brought up to date. That the general manager will keep the chair of the LSB directly and promptly informed about compliance with this motion.
That would be the amended version. I'd like to call question to approve. We're calling to vote on whether to approve the motion as just amended.
Yes.
And all those in favor?
Teresa has her hand up.
We've run out of time for the limits.
Point of order, Roberta. I believe that Roberta.
Excuse me.
Point of order. I believe that we first have to vote on whether or not to approve the amendment, and then vote on either the amended motion or the unamended motion.
If it's a friendly amendment, we don't have to approve it. The maker
There's
of the motion is
a friendly,
is it a friendly amendment.
Point of order.
Yes.
If it's a friendly amendment, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment. What it should be called is a substitute motion.
If the substitute motion passes, that's it. You don't have to go back to the main motion. So this would be a substitute motion.
Okay. Are we voting on the we're going to vote on the substitute motion?
Yes. Thank
you. All those in favor?
Do you want listener comment?
Point of order.
Listener comment.
There is a timed segment which will be announced shortly.
Four votes to unlisten from us.
We're voting on the substitute amendment.
Point of order. I believe this motion is entirely...
This motion is entirely out of order. The KPFK Local Stabilization Board has never had any authority to direct changes in the programming grid and does not have the power to do so now.
So we're voting on the substitute motion.
I request the ruling of my point of order, please, Madam Chair.
Did you hear?
Yes. Do we wish to extend time?
No, he's not.
I have a point of order. This motion is out of order because the KPFK Localization Board has never had authority to direct changes, and the programming grid does not have the power to do so now. Therefore, I'm asking that you rule this out of order. I'm asking for a ruling on my point of order.
Now, I see this as advisory, and it does not compel the manager.
Can we just change
so
the
just
rule.
I will rule that is an advisory motion which does not force or implement these changes.
I would just like to say that if we change the word move to recommend, that would solve the problem that we have right now.
Okay.
Point of order, please.
It's a motion.
If the board's not allowed,
it could be a resolution, whatever.
Okay.
We move to recommend. Okay.
We can vote now, or we can move to extend discussion.
And the other
thing, and the public is not part of the decisions.
I just would like to make a statement that I don't know, I don't remember where the public comment came before the agenda was changed. But these are things all these people who are here in the audience, I believe, came to address this and the Sonali question, and I think that it's only right that we give them each their minute and a half to speak now instead of after the vote. This is supposed to be a democracy here.
There are two segments clearly in the agenda. We made one agenda change, moving something forward. We are the ones who make these decisions. The public is certainly free to share their feelings during the periods for public comment.
Yeah, but you moved it back. Instead of before.
Okay.
Sorry.
Why are you here?
I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Point of order. What is that? Appeal the ruling
of
the chair.
Okay.
I made a point of order. The motion was out of order. The chair has ruled that it's in order. I'm appealing the ruling of the chair.
To who?
To the body.
How about our parliamentarian? All right. Point of order, please.
I call the question.
If the audience is not going to cooperate and let us to discuss this thing properly, I would recommend that we go into a closed session to discuss this.
Okay.
So either we can, as a board members, we can have a
if you read those bylaws, I'll put so much time.
I'll move that we go to a closed session on this.
Can't do that.
It's been seconded already.
We need 2/3 vote to go to closed session without prior notice.
Point of order. We can only go to closed session for matters of personnel,
and
legal.
Right.
Thank you.
My ruling that this was advisory, we could perhaps consider the friendly amendment to add, we hereby recommend rather than move. The point is taken that while we do not control scheduling and specifically tell management who to put what, where, and whatever. God knows, I don't have the ability to know how to do radio programming. We are able to oversee and make recommendations and let things be known that we, the body, see. Now, At this point, I see this more as advisory because it is not binding upon management or any of the on-air hosts to do it. It is a motion of the board. Technically speaking, we cannot direct them to do it. Now, does anyone wish to change the wording to make it, frankly, more advisory than directive?
I think you made the motion.
So instead of, it is hereby moved that, it is here moved that we recommend to management. Recommend to management the following things, at which point it becomes clearly advisory and it doesn't assume that we have the authority to make that mandatory.
Do we vote on her?
Do we accept Dorothy's friendly amendment as to the wording to recommend?
Point of order.
All those in favor?
One, two, three, what is four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And we also, just to be clear, we also voted to adopt the friendly amendments from Charles Frederick regarding the exclusion of other things.
Now, opposed?
Let's vote on the amendments of Charles Frederick to.
We already did.
We took it as a substitute motion.
We took a substitute motion.
But before we proceed, to follow Robert's rules.
Let's finish this vote. Opposed to Dorothy's recommended substitute motion? Any? None. Abstentions? Any? One.
Just a point of order. Dorothy is an amendment to Charles' substitute.
No.
Correct.
No, it's a substitute.
So they're both substitute motions.
We have to address Mr. Novick's point of order that he appealed. He was requesting the vote of the body.
So, do we wish, I don't know, frankly, how to call a vote when the decision of the chair was adopted. I'm happy to receive a parliamentary guidance on
just,
how to proceed.
It's non-debatable. You just call it.
You just call
it.
You have to support the chair or don't support the chair.
Wait, hold on.
Who is parliament?
The language is that a yes vote supports. The language Robert's rules is a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair, a no vote overrules the chair.
Takes two thirds.
Excuse me, chair.
The objection no longer exists.
Yes, that's right.
I'm wording now.
I've
withdrawn my appeal since you changed the wording of the motion.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I would like it put in the record that I, Dorothy Wright, object to us taking the vote on Roy Tuchman and on Sonali Kohakar without input from the public.
Thank you. Okay, great. Well, let's go.
Okay, now we are voting on the substitute amendment with the wording change as stipulated.
Substitute motion.
Thank you. I'm obviously a little...
All in favor of recommending that Roy and Something's Happening's hours be restored, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Did I miss you? I'm going to count again. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed to the motion to restore Something's Happening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 13 ayes, 5 nays. I believe that's everyone.
Be sure to listen to Safe Harbor on Monday. This one's not going anywhere.
Okay, the next one. Actually, we may have to ask one of our own, Mr. Ali Lexa, to recuse himself from voting and discussion.
No, wait, we're still.
No, that's not.
That's not yet.
It just says a webmaster. It doesn't say Ali.
We're on the Sonali one.
Sonali.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Excuse me, Chair. We have run out of time.
Yeah, we are out of time for this segment.
Yes, we are at the
36 minutes.
45 minutes to doing this
session.
So,
for the entire thing. So you need to add another 10 minutes.
We need to add another 10 minutes to complete our old business. Who will second that?
Second.
Who will vote to extend by 10 minutes?
A point of information, is this to extend the entire meeting? Or
no, it's just a segment.
So you're taking the time from other business?
Yes.
Well, it could happen.
Yes.
Possibly.
Well, we can vote to extend others. Okay. In favor of extending this session, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All opposed to extending the session. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Abstentions.
12 ayes, 4 opposed, any abstentions? Okay, so we're going to extend the session.
All right, let's try to do this then. The other is the motion to restore Sonali Kolhatkar to uprising.
No.
And has everyone had a chance to read this?
Call to order.
Anyone speaking in the gallery outside of public comments? Adam Rice at this point.
I move that we move public comment up to right now.
Yeah, get it over with.
We have two more pieces of old business. Why don't we clean out this segment and then have our public comments?
The public came to speak about this.
Is there a second?
I second. Is there a second?
I second.
So the motion is to halt our proceedings now and open to public comment?
Right. And then move the public comment from where it is in the agenda to now, and then
let
people know that what the agenda is.
There's a motion and a second.
Whatever. Who supports that motion?
All in favor of moving public comment to the next item on the agenda, please raise your hands.
No, there's a list.
There is a sign-in list.
Okay,
one,
sign up.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 ayes. How many opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Nay. Any abstentions? Okay. So moved. So this will be the time for public comment.
Okay.
20 minutes.
It is 15 minutes now and 15 minutes later. Barbara's counting the 15 minutes for public comments. Please sign in. Each speaker has 90 seconds. You may not speak a second time until everyone who has not had a chance to speak once has had their time.
How many public comments are there on your agenda since you decided
two sessions,
not to give us any agenda?
15 minutes and 15 minutes. There are two sessions.
When?
Now.
15 minutes
now. When is the next one?
Right before the announcements at the end.
Okay.
Out of order, Bella DeSoto. Speak orderly at the signed in pew.
Chris Ann Eastwood on the end, you didn't get to sign it. Chris Ann Eastwood.
The
I think we got one copy. I don't know where it's at, though.
No.
Yeah, it's given to the chair.
First speaker is Sheila Suarez.
I'd like to defer my time to the next person.
Number two, Elaine Herzog.
Who's the timekeeper, please?
I am the next person.
Could you give it 10 seconds for you?
Yeah.
Alan Coy. Two defers. Alan.
Hi, thanks. Just a couple of points.
I was listening to the radio. I hope everybody listens to KPFK here. I was listening yesterday at 11 a.m. and eventually I heard a very good program from a hearing that was held by the Los Angeles City Public, I think it's
Human
Relations Commission. I almost turned it off, however, because at 11 there was a mixture of loud music and someone speaking in words that you could hardly understand because it was so soft. Obviously a board op problem. But the problem is, I wouldn't bring this up because those glitches happen. This went on for 20 minutes. And we were hearing announcements of how Ms. Kroc had given millions to public radio, and we're hearing we're going to go into another broadcast. But 20 minutes later, finally, we got the meeting of the Human Relations Commission. Pardon me, I don't think this is micromanaging if we expect a little more from management in way of an explanation than some kind of wires got crossed. I don't think this is the first time K has done remote broadcasting or has had to switch from one source to another.
Thank you.
And I believe we should demand a little bit more of a detailed explanation.
Bella DeSoto.
First of all, I have been a member of the Governance Committee for a long time. I was there recently. I saw no agenda sent to me, which is the proper, you know, the quorum. And here I come, and the gallery, the listeners, don't have agendas. I know you're doing things very, very differently and illegally and in obscurity. And all these motions that are being pushed here have had no to little deliberation within the necessary committees before reaching the Governance Committee. But yet, they were pushed to the Governance Committee so they could be inserted into this truncated agenda. Then expecting the other members to read all this stuff in a matter of minutes. And then the chair of the Finance Committee has the audacity to send four attachments late last night, knowing well that that information needed to be printed out, etc., for today. I do not appreciate the procedures that you're using. You're being disrespectful to me, to us, as a body. And we are challenging your elected status.
10 seconds.
Because 250 people truncated the election system via internet the very last day of January 4th, 2016. Hi. Therefore, you are legally here.
Adam Rice.
Okay, first and foremost, Uprising with Nana Jaffe was the highest fundraiser next to Christine, of course, because Christine is dope. You used to stick her anywhere, she'll make money. Next to Christine, of course, in the 8 a.m. slot in the last fund drive. Check the numbers.
Can you give up the numbers?
We don't have them.
That's not my job.
We have the numbers.
What the fuck? My time needs to be extended. This is not a discussion. This is public comment. So, you can get the numbers from the manager who will provide them to you. Secondly, I love the part about Safe Harbor not being on mission. Maybe you missed Dr. Toussaint Lossier or Sabina Virgo or... Oh, yeah, Cynthia McKinney and Safe Harbor, or all these other people, or the amazing stuff by Steve Pride. I would think Safe Harbor is on mission, but that's sort of the same problem that many people in this group have with the Uprising hosts. God forbid, you know, black people, brown people, you know, poor white people get together, and oh, shit, they brought the gays with them, too. We can't handle that. That's too much at Safe Harbor, man. And they're saying fuck. And they're saying fuck you. Because... we do not play with your racist BS. We are here to follow the Pacifica Mission. That is what Safe Harbor is about.
10 seconds.
I'm good on that. So, Elise, come on.
No,
Hi. Thank you for finally inserting speaker comment, listener comment, and I'm ceding my time to Adam.
Thank you. So, Jesus. Yes, and you know, we had a couple problems in the phone room. Sometimes there wasn't enough people that would help. If board members would not mistake well-educated members of the African diaspora for thugs, but yet again, that goes back to the racist undercurrents of many of these motions flowing right now.
Racist.
Now, yes, racist. When you say, oh my God, pull your pants up, stop thugging, and the brother can't afford a belt, because he is a member of the African diaspora trying to get his goddamn master's degree here in the U.S. I'm good. Don't disturb my comment, please.
Excuse me.
This is a fact.
Would you back up?
Oh, wait. Okay. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. So, and anyone, any member of the board, of the national board, who voted for that FTC motion, that would be you, Jan, and you, Grace, and you, Jonathan, unfortunately.
I will definitely be fired. Okay, you're going to shut off my mic?
No.
I will be filing complaints and asking for your removal with the National Board because you just endangered this corporation because of
your closeness with a scam artist who has denied the AIDS epidemic, who has said on our airwaves that he has the cure for cancer.
Okay. You're getting too close. You're getting in front of the amplifiers, and that's causing the feedback. Would you please stay back so people can hear you without feedback?
That's
okay, next.
Two segments,
because
one was conceded to you.
Yeah. Can I get my mic back? Because I don't think I'm in time, because everybody wanted to hop in and say some shit.
Oh, we can hear you.
Okay, we hear you.
Your mic's back.
There is a name here. I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce it correctly. Agnastin?
Agustin.
Okay.
Turn his mic on.
You know, what's going on here, I guess, is going on all around the country.
Please listen.
No crosstalk, please.
Come on. What the hell is this, man?
Get a level.
Okay.
Speak with the mic. You have to talk. You have to use
on my face. What's going on here, I see, is a general trend across this country. Trumpism. I see the Trump playbook being instituted here for a long time. When Roy Hollywood first came in, when the Spanish language strip thing came in, he attacked us as dirty Mexicans and stuff like that. Then later on, he came out with his Islamophobic things. Hey, don't be sorry, nothing.
Be quiet.
Hey, I'm talking, and I'm going to finish my speech. Okay, also, too, what happens during the fund drive every time is a pattern and practice of racism, of taking the Spanish language programs off the air where there's a fund drive. Every year since I was here from before, it's been happening, and that's direct racism. And it's, you know, you people here that are like Ken and Grace and some of you other ones, you like that because you want to hear what we have to say. You like to hear only what you want to hear be put on the air. And, you know, that's Trumpism. It's been going on. Now you see the whole thing of your groundwork that's going on in this country, you know, division and racism and fascism that's coming out of Donald Trump. And some of you love him. I think unconsciously you love who Donald Trump is doing. Okay, don't tell me that. And, you know, it's very dangerous. But look at what happened down in Tucson yesterday.
Yeah.
Where the people stopped the highway and did not allow the people to go up there to Donald Trump to spew his fascist rhetoric.
The next is Nancy Lawrence.
You're the same here. Okay, I came in here late, I understand that you're just going to discuss Sunan Kahar, just Brogan and Roy Tubman. During our elections, our delayed elections, they were spewing out this stuff about, you know, they were kind of breaking the Pacifica bylaws. They were spewing out stuff. You know, kind of naming names or indicating names and stuff like that. And I like Sonali Kahartas' program, but I also like the new people who are on. Mm-hmm. We're diversifying the slates. If you're going to put her back on, you better have this wonderful sisters like Tandy and the other sisters that were mentioned be on Ian Masters' slate. Because he has the most problems than any other programmers. He's on six times a week.
Five.
Or five times, but that's still longer than anyone. Yeah, because he's on Sunday. Yeah, you're right, five times. So, you know, we got to consider and be fair now, because Ian Masters doesn't support Mumia Abu-Jamal. I'll keep reminding people of this. He calls him a cult member. He's been writing some of the most brilliant articles. I hope you read Changelings. So anyhow, we got to bring democracy to KBFK, and we got to have a point of view that brings in the socialist, true socialist point of view, eco-socialism, the danger to our planet. So I will end with that and give it to.
The last person signing up was Christiane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you are.
Can I do it over here?
Last time I was up here, I got heckled, so I'm going to do it over here if that's cool. Just, you know, keeping it real. Hi, I'm one of those Safe Harbor programmers. I hope you give it a listen. If you haven't listened, I mean truly listened, not gotten people's tape snippets or just someone told you, but being up to 3 a.m. from 12 to 3, because since a lot of you voted for Roy to be out at 12 to 3, I'm assuming you listened to him then as well. So I hope you guys are keeping listening with us. Because we have some really interesting, great programs. We're generating callers. We're generating new listeners, which is the point. And generating buzz for radio, for a dying part of media. And I know there was issues with the stats of donations that our general manager provided. But, you know, you can look at, and I didn't bring them with you. Since you didn't bring the agenda, I don't have to bring any thing to show you, but you look at media statistics, and radio is in trouble. Sirius is knocking off channels. CBS just sold themselves off. So if you really want to be running a radio station, you really need to be connected with the business of radio. I thought it was really rude to put Margaret Prescott's flyer in your minutes. I didn't see it or in the agenda, because that was a flyer for her thank you gift during Fun Drive, and so that had nothing to do with counting cash at the door. And I think that the governance committee, which I saw the other day, was Trumpism. Saying what you believe louder than anyone else does not make it true. And I saw huge bullying going on at that meeting, and you guys need to calm it down.
Okay. I think we have 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in this segment for public comments. Does anyone wish to speak a second time? I saw your hand first, and who would add, I believe,
two people.
Yeah, that's fine. No, he was first. I pointed
to him.
You know, there was a thing about how the... There was a piece that came up here about how many people, the Leslie Radford brought up how we're going down in terms of people who listen to the radio, especially this one here. Well, I think you guys, you know, this KPFK is set up for a demographic that is declining, and you do not deal with a demographic here in L.A. L.A. has the second largest Mexican population next to Mexico City, and are you talking to that group of people on the Mexican, on the Spanish language program? I mean, when you're doing the fun drive, you know, off the air, that's a straight racist act, and it has to be stopped if you want to make this station grow. Because right. If you look all over, the only stations FM and AM that are growing are the Spanish language ones, and you got to do that. Pay attention to that demographic. We are the future, and we are the majority.
The last few seconds, Mr. O'Koy, very quickly.
Well, actually, I was picking my wife up at the airport Friday evening, so at midnight I got to listen to KPFK, a bunch of people. Fine, put there on the radio, but what we're talking about is arguing about whether Lamar... what's his name is dope or not, and who thinks
Kendrick
he's more
Lamar?
Dope than the other, Kendrick Lamar, and where they heard about it, and just personal opinions, back and forth, and laughing at inside jokes. It's a content-free broadcasting. And I think KPFK is kind of an island on the dial where you can go and expect some content. And not just people experimenting with going back and forth of things they know very little about.
Friday's not
thank you so much. We'll have a second era of public comments later.
We keep that sheet.
No.
Can
I have my pen?
You keep the top sheet. Give it to you. For the record, whatever.
Okay, thank you all, and we will have a second segment. And anyone who deferred and to give your time to someone else, you may wish to sign up now to be up front for the second part. Okay, we have a few more pieces of old business we're trying to get handled. One of them we already spoke of, the motion to restore Sonali Kolhatkar to the uprising. Ken, were you wishing to speak to this again?
Unless anybody else wants to take it? No? Okay, I just want to add one piece of information. There was a public meeting.
Sorry.
Ask him to turn the volume up.
Turn the volume up. There was a public, open to the public finance committee meeting, and the general manager was there, and she was asked, who's paying the salary of Sonali Kolhatkar? She's currently producing 5 shows a week. They are being broadcast on KPFA. We pay her salary, KPFK. So if there's any additional expense, I'm not sure what it would be except turning on lights in a recording room. It wouldn't be a salary increase. So we are paying for 5 days a week and getting 2. In addition, this month's general manager report states that they're hiring Uprising. And we're hiring an assistant producer. So anyhow, the shows, there has been some controversy about the shows that have come up on Uprising. I like controversial shows, but they don't belong of that nature in drive time, in my opinion. You look at the statistics, and you want to have programming that's appropriate for drive time, which, if you look to the industry standards, has to be in a magazine format because you can't predict the person's time getting in and out of the car and stuff like that. So long, deep programming with strong emotional or political content is not appropriate at drive time.
Okay.
We were more successful with Sonali by 4 days a week.
Okay, that's a minute and a half to propose. 1 minute to speak in opposition. Would that be you, Fernando?
That would be me.
I would like to appeal to the highest level of intelligence of the white majority in this body and explain to me with some coherence, high level of coherence, how you're going to explain this to us in a way that we can all understand it. Just a few minutes ago, you were talking about the mission and how Royal of Hollywood represents the mission. Now we're addressing the question of Sonali Kolhatkar. How are you going to explain to us how Sonali Kolhatkar brings 2 people from Syria on KPFK's air, live, to call for the bombing of their country? Now, how does that stick to the Pacific Commission? Please explain it to us.
Okay. I would like to speak in support of this motion. Dorothy.
Last time I looked, Sonali was not white. Sonali is Indian. And there are plenty of other minorities in Los Angeles in addition to the Hispanic minority. I don't know, is that the word?
Well, it's
Latino,
majority.
Whatever.
It's Mexican.
Well, there's Guatemalans, there's Hondurans, there's Costa Ricans, as far as I know.
Yeah.
In any case, Sonali is certainly not a white person, and she's bringing in views of a lot of minorities who have a right to be heard, and we have a right to hear them. And I want to hear them. If what George Bush and Hillary Clinton did to Syria is so upsetting and causing so much misery that these people would rather have their
Obama.
Rather have their she was Secretary of State. She pushed him. but they'd rather have their country bombed than live the way it is. That's their opinion.
That's not their opinion. That's not
their opinion.
This is not the time for public comments. Do not disturb the meeting. Bella, you call the order.
I'm not the only one.
And anyone else whose name I notice, I will mention. Reza, you haven't had time to speak yet. Please, I will allow you graciously, even though I'm taking an extra minute from somebody.
Yes, there is. When Soviet Union were in Afghanistan, boys and girls going to the same school and it was great. Now we have 10,000 troops there in Afghanistan. We pay $89 for the breakfast, $89 for lunch and everything. Sonali, the most reactionary, he was opposed to Soviet Union there, and he was supporting, the reactionary Taliban forces.
Right.
You could go and listen to his program.
Oh.
Someone sits there and talk about quality. What quality? One of you should explain what is the quality program. You don't want to have, live program from the street of Los Angeles rather than playing the tapes of, Taliban. I don't accept such a thing, Sonali, come back to L.A.
Okay. But, I apologize for any indication of favoritism. It was really because I felt it. I will say we've heard pro and con. We've heard a presentation. I would like to move that we vote on the motion to restore Sonali Kolhatkar to uprising.
All in favor? All in favor of restoring Sonali Kolhatkar to the airways of KPFK to 5 days a week? Raise your hands.
Is that the motion?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13.
That's
all
a
opposed.
Recommendation, right?
Raise your hands. One, two, three, four. Abstentions.
One.
So 14, four, three, four opposed, one abstention.
Madam Chair, you got 3 minutes and 30 seconds for the next item.
Aye.
Three opposed.
Yes, we will probably have to, since we have two. Yeah, only one more. Let's really go for it. Mr. Lexa, this involves the webmaster, and while it does not specifically name you, it is a role you're associated with. So I will. Could I ask you to recuse yourself from voting?
I recuse myself from voting and discussion on this item.
Thank you, sir.
I think that this may...
use the mic, please, so we can hear you. Sorry.
I believe that this matter may be one in which we get into personnel matters, and I would move that we go into executive session for it, and I would move that we move this to move this motion to another segment so that we can move on with our agenda and cover this later.
Second.
Is there a second? I want to speak to that motion. Hey, Mike, man. Is this Mike?
Yeah, you got it.
I'm concerned that it's going to get bounced to the next meeting and another 30 days is going to go by with a crippled internet website.
Call the question.
Better than when Ali ran it now.
Call the question.
I'm going to call the question on Jan's motion that we move the discussion of this to later, and that means we may not reach it today.
Didn't say that. That's not
a motion. I'm advising to move this to later in the agenda so we can move forward.
Can we move it to later?
Okay.
I would move it to after new business.
That's March of next year.
I have a vote.
Let's call the question.
Okay, Jan, where would you like to see this move to if we support your motion?
I would like it.
It's on.
It's on. Yeah.
I would like to see this move to 1:10 and a time zero.
Oh.
Okay.
So what are we going to do for 20 minutes?
No, the rest of the agenda.
The rest of the agenda.
Okay, so.
So I move that we table this until 1:10 p.m. at a time certain.
Postpone.
Okay.
Postpone. That's fine.
1:10. Jamie, take a vote on this.
Okay. So
and that be done in executive session.
Right.
All in favor of moving this to 1:10 in executive session, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
He's not voting on the
motion. I'm sorry?
Okay, do the count again. Do the count again.
Okay, I'll eliminate him. I had 13, now I have 12.
Okay. I'm voting this to 1:10, not voting on executive session.
Right. No, executive session.
Okay. He's accusing himself. 12-4. All opposed? Raise your hand. 1. Abstentions. 1, 2.
I'd like to be done with this, moving in favor.
So I have 12-4, 1 opposed, 2 abstentions. It passes.
Okay, so we done with this.
We have one more. Oh, that's new business. Never mind. So, okay.
Time is up for this segment. Yes.
That is it. We have completed this segment with one thing to be moved to later. Okay. Now, I would like us to open time for the PNB reports. 3 minutes for each of our directors, plus we extended 5 minutes for Jan to present a motion that she would like embedded in this time frame. We agreed to that earlier. With that in mind, perhaps I can ask Jan to start off and introduce this, and then our other directors can participate in clarifying that as they choose.
Okay, so here.
3 minutes plus five for Jan to present her motion.
Okay, so why don't you take one and pass it around, and then there are some for
the motion she wants to introduce.
Take one.
Okay.
Ken, take one and pass. Take one and
pass. I'll take one and pass.
That's the motion, Ken.
Take the clip.
I'm sorry, this I did not proofread this before I saw it today. When I brought it here, I just made copies, and I think I made a copy of an older version of it because I had made corrections, including the fact. Okay, so let me just back up. There are copies there for everyone. This resolution, let me back up. At the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, the CFO, Sam Agarwal, who is the he, who is referred to in the first line of this resolution, put out to the PNB, and he also apparently did the same thing to the National Finance Committee, that he expected to have a plan within 60 days to either sell or transfer the licenses of either WBAI or WPFW. Now, as Leslie pointed out earlier, I mean, she said she didn't know where that concept of selling off the licenses came from. Well, at least it came from Sam Agarwal, and it has been talked about in other circles, but now it is out in the open. And Dorothy Reich suggested when I alarmedly talked to her about this, that one of the it's important for all of us to know that this is going on, and there is suspicion, I think, in the air that some people think that this idea of selling off the stations is coming from one faction, and other people think it's coming from another faction. I don't think that very many of us think that it's a good idea. I think that, in general, we all feel that this would be a horrible backwards movement to sell off a station and cannibalize the assets to pay for other stations. So this motion is being presented by Dorothy Reich and myself as an emergency resolution, so that we all individually as LSB members have the opportunity to voice our support or opposition to the idea. I think it's mostly going to be opposition to the idea that we sell or transfer these licenses, and that we also, as an entire body, hopefully oppose this. Now, I will have, it's important to know that all of our stations have been in arrears to central services and have big budgetary problems. This is, it is not just WBAI that has that problem. It's not just WPFW. Clearly, KPFK has had that problem. KPFA, all of our stations have had this problem, and a motion was brought actually to direct that we as a network come up with a restructuring plan that doesn't hit any particular station and say, you're the bad guy, your station ought to be sold off or transferred or something else. This resolution, as I don't want to read it, I think there are enough copies for everybody or virtually everybody to read it, and I would move the whereas clause that, and I will say this.
The therefore clause.
It should be therefore. I really apologize. This, I copied, obviously, I printed a previous version of this, but let me.
Well, where's the second page?
Just read the therefore. That's all you need. The therefore.
Okay, so I'll just read the therefore clause. Okay. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board be put on record as opposing any sale or liquidation of WPFW and/or WBAI, especially without the approval of the entire membership of all of the Pacific stations. And furthermore, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board requests that its four Pacifica national board directors oppose such a sale or liquidation. And I would just like to add one more comment, and that is that our bylaws specifically state that in order to sell or transfer real property or a license or other things, a vote by the membership is required, and the corporation's code says the same thing. So this is a very important thing that we all need to understand.
Are you moving for us to now cast the vote?
I'm moving.
I'll make a comment, because that was my resolution also.
Okay, so I'm moving it, and then she can say the con after anybody, at the pro after anybody says the con.
Oh, okay, so how much time? Because that was a lot of
comments. That was it. Okay, now we're going to oppose comments, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, he's going
to
do
opposition pro. To the intended motion. Yes.
No, I of course, as I said in my email, I support the motion. I do object to any reference to any staff member in particular. In this case, it is the CFO. I can't tell from what I received. It doesn't name him by name. It starts out with he or something.
Okay, so why don't we just say by the CFO?
No, I'm saying...
That's what I'm saying.
Don't say that. I mean, we're just taking a position to not sell anything,
okay.
Right? I mean, that's all we're doing.
I'm happy to...
And within the context, I suspect he said it out of... Yeah, I suspect that he said it out of frustration. It was never discussed with me or the board chair or any of the board members. I have not, in all the years that I have been on, been at a PMB meeting where we have considered a sale. We have considered other things like the lease management option. We receive offers to buy the most valuable license in the network, which is WBAI, because it's commercial and nonprofit. We still do $20 to $50 million to buy it. We have never considered it on the board. Thank you.
One question?
No.
It's a pro.
All right, just a minute. I just want to, excuse me. What's valuable at Pacifica are the licenses, and I don't see them mentioned here. So I would like to amend this to say that when I recommend closing the sale or liquidation of any, I don't even think we need to mention any station, sale or liquidation, any licenses. Period. I don't care if anybody approves it. We oppose it, no matter whether any membership approves it or not. We still oppose it. So I just think it's very simple that we oppose the sale or liquidation of any licenses, any Pacifica licenses for any station whatsoever. That's how I would like to see this read.
I don't agree. Okay, so there's an agenda.
We can put that too, but we have to add the licenses.
Does anyone second that motion?
You don't want to mention the license?
Substitute motion.
I'm saying, does anyone second the motion? I second it.
Thank you.
As a substitute motion.
Does that constitute now a substitute motion?
Yes. To
replace selling of the stations to selling of stations and or license.
Therefore be resolved that KPFK local station board be put on record as opposing any sale or liquidation of any licenses or assets of any station within the Pacifica network.
Okay. With that substitute a motion?
Well, she's one of the makers of the motion.
May I add to that to accommodate Lydia's point that at the beginning it says, whereas on Thursday, March 17th, the PNB as a whole discussed serious financial problems and some immediate action is required, so that we're not saying that anybody in particular. Right.
Yeah, fine. So you're taking out he spoke.
Move the mic so we can hear you.
Okay.
Point of information.
Can I say something?
Lydia first.
Okay. So my question to Dorothy, because it was her intent, John, is as I mentioned in my email, the only thing that we have proposed in the past that if in a situation where we had to mortgage something, which is already a motion that was passed by the PNB, that we would just be looking at the property that does not house a station in Berkeley. I mean, so the totality of assets is a question mark. If we, for example, we have a court order right now that concedes our accounts up to $100,000. So there are things that are out of control, and if we had to say, oh no, but we can get a mortgage for that much based on the property, one that's empty and one that just houses computers and
I'm a mortgage broker, and I will tell you that the only way you're going to get a mortgage is to pay an incredibly high interest rate, because it would have to be private.
My question is only if we can have it all station properties and licenses.
I just think mortgage is out of the question at this point.
We're going to move forward with the motion and not the business.
I call the question.
No, wait. There's a point.
I have a point.
Use the microphone.
I'd just like to say something to clarify a point.
And our leasing it is what we did before.
What it is on March 16th, Sam Agarwal, the Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica, mentioned publicly in the Finance Committee, an open session of the Finance Committee, that because there's serious financial problems at WPFW and WBAI, some immediate action is required, And if these stations cannot come up with a plan for a turnaround of their station, more extreme steps may be required, such as the sale or liquidation of those stations, or local marketing agreements or whatever. Local marketing agreement would be a lease of the station. So that was stated. There's no reason for it to be considered a personnel issue or a private S, because it's archived, and anyone can listen to this on the Pacifica archives at kpftx.org. You can just look in there and you can hear what Sam had to say. This is what spurred some of this controversy.
Okay. I just reminded, we have already voted at 1:10 to go specifically into closed session for a previous amendment, and it is now 1:05, which we surely will not hear from our other directors first. So do we wish to vote on this now?
Yes.
Call the question now. Vote for points of it. Okay. As amended, Jamie.
Okay. Voting on the motion.
As amended.
As amendment, as amended on the emergency resolution regarding sale of WBAI and or WPFW stations and licenses.
Okay, wait, as amended, can I read the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, that the therefore clause, so the first line of the whereas is changed to read, whereas on Thursday, March 17th, the PNB as a whole discussed the fact that there are serious financial problems and so forth, as it reads, all the way down to the therefore be it resolved. And the therefore be it resolved is changed to read, therefore be it resolved that the KPFK local station board be put on record as opposing any sale or liquidation of any station or Pacifica license, especially without the approval of the entire membership of.
I wouldn't even put that.
It's important to put it, because when it comes down to it, especially without the approval of the entire membership of all the stations, and furthermore, be it resolved that the KPFK local station board requests that its four Pacifica national board directors oppose such a sale or liquidation.
I don't think we need to
vote.
That is the motion as amended.
You've got to take especially out of it.
Dorothy,
all in favor, raise your hands. One, two, three, four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
It's unanimous.
Raise your hand up, Risa. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So that is approved unanimously.
Yes.
There's 18 people here. Okay.
Are we going to a closed session?
Do we want to give the public their chance to do the second?
No.
No.
We're going to
close session. No, we're going to take this, and then we're going to have the public comment.
Yeah. After closed
session.
We're
going to have to. Obviously, we won't complete our agenda. In 2 minutes, it's our public, not our public, closed session for that thing that was scheduled having to do with the webmaster. So we only have 2 minutes to get in a PNB report, which is not fair to anyone. May I suggest we start preparing now to go into the 1:10 closed session. We will have to ask the public to step aside, and we'll call you back when this is over, and the filming and recording must stop.
When you actually go through.
Yeah. Oh, you're staying. We're doing it now.
Yeah. You can come back after closed session.
How long is closed session?
We have not given it a timed amount. I would like to give it no more.
We have a time schedule here at 1:45.
Yes, and we have to get 15 minutes of listener comments in additionally. So at the very least, it cannot exceed 20 minutes, but I would like to suggest 10.
The segment? No, 5 minutes. That's what we gave to everything
else. We want to give it five minutes for public, for closed session.
Yes.
Starting now.
Okay.